May Jesus Christ be praised, and may his Holy Mother pray for us. The word of Jesus Christ brings healing and liberation. The preaching of Jesus Christ brings awe, amazement, and wonder to those who are willing to hear him. And the authority of Jesus Christ sets us free to live in the freedom of the children of God. The word of Jesus Christ brings healing and liberation. He is the true prophet. He is the one who is raised up after Moses, the one on whom the Spirit of God dwells, and the one through whom the people of God shall experience true and abiding freedom. Moses led the people of Israel out of the slavery of Egypt. Moses led the people through the Red Sea upon dry land. Moses led the people through the desert. He gave them the law of God. He gave them the law of God so that they could live in freedom and not return to the slavery of Egypt. Moses stood before the Lord and interceded for his people. Moses led them and he fed them. He prayed for them and he taught them. He loved them and he brought them to the promised land. Jesus Christ is the prophet like Moses. He brings healing and liberation by divine authority. In the synagogue of Capernaum, by the power of his word, the Lord Jesus brought awe, amazement, and wonder to those who heard his preaching. He spoke with authority. In the synagogue of Capernaum, the Lord Jesus commanded the unclean spirit to be silent and to release the man the spirit held in bondage. He spoke with power. The Lord Jesus preached with authority about the kingdom of God, and he preached with the power to inaugurate the kingdom of God. This is greater than Moses. This is greater than all of the prophets. Jesus Christ does not speak with the message of a servant. He does not speak with the voice of an angel. Jesus Christ speaks with the power and the authority of the Son in the house of the Father. And by his authority and with his power, Jesus Christ brings healing and liberation. Jesus Christ brings us healing and liberation. We were not slaves in Egypt, dear brothers and sisters, but we have been led to freedom just the same. At the word of Christ and by his authority, the church silenced the unclean spirits and cast them away from us on the day of our baptism. Not through the Red Sea, but in the water that flows from the heart of Christ into the baptismal font, we have been led. We have been given the law of the kingdom, and we are fed at the table, where the Lord of heaven and earth is the host, the table, and the meal that is shared. At his word, and by his authority, Jesus Christ has set us free to live in the freedom of the children of God. Amen.